Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Keith over here, broadcasting live from DeVille Square. And I have a fantastic group of characters around this table with me this morning who are here to share some really, really cool things that are happening here in Pensacola. And I'm just going to let them start to my left here with Kristen and go around the table and introduce yourself.
Hi, I am Kristen Fairchild. I am the founder and executive director of Chain Reaction, which is our local teen leadership institute.
Yeah, you guys do the Egg Fest, don't you?
We do the Egg Fest.
I compete in the Egg Fest.
The Egg Fest is fun.
Yeah, very cool.
I eat at the Egg Fest.
I hope so.
My name is Sarah Humley. I'm the executive director of the Pensacola Humane Society.
Fantastic.
I'm Ray Palmer, executive director of Pensacola Sports. I don't know if you compete in the Pensacola Marathon, but we put on the Pensacola Marathon.
I can do a half. I haven't brought myself to a full one yet.
Actually, our current winner did exceedingly well at the Pensacola Boston Marathon on Monday. We were really proud of him.
Awesome.
Our defending champion local fellow.
Cool.
Good deal. I'm Susan Byram. I'm president and CEO of Autism Pensacola. And our flagship program, where we work to improve the lives of those living with autism, but our flagship program is Kids for Camp Summer Learning Lab, where we train teachers to work with those with autism and give the kids a great summer as well.
Very neat. Well, thank you all for being here. And then you're the star of the show today, Mona.
I'm really not the star. But my name is Mona Amadeo, and I am the president and founder of ID Group. And we are so proud to be able to work with these people, these organizations, through our program called Brand On Us. And the real focus of Brand On Us is to help local, smaller not-for-profits really get a leg up to position themselves and to really build a brand that can, and they impact the community, period.
Sure, sure.
But the branding work that we do with them is really helping them really gain a greater profile and make more people aware of their story, what they're doing, and how they're making a difference in our community.
Yeah. Is that a hard thing to do for a nonprofit to get their brand up and going?
I think, you know,
I'll answer that.
Well, I think the reality is this. All of these groups do a great job and have done a great job.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't invent them. We didn't do the heavy lifting to get them to where they are today. But what we did is give them that next level. Kind of think of it like this. You know, you can kind of do a really good job, but not a lot of people know your story, and sometimes you have a hard time even telling your story.
Sure, there's definitely an art to it.
Yes, and you know, we always say it's hard to read the label when you're inside the bottle, and so oftentimes
I'm so writing that one down. It's a monism.
But the whole idea here is that we come in and we bring their organizations together, their stakeholders together, listen to their stories. And then we come back and pull all of those stories together and hold it back up to them and say, this is what we heard about who you are, what you do, what makes you different and unique. Mm-hmm. And so each of them has an unbelievable story to tell. Our job was to craft it and then to translate it to the marketplace in a way that people kind of felt it.
Yeah.
You know, felt it and tell the story better.
To tie an emotion with it.
Exactly. Exactly. So I think, you know, Brand On Us, just a little bit of history, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
So Brand On Us started really out of a need, a desire for the people in our community would come to us and say, hey, would you do an ad here? Or would you do a PR program for us or this program or that program? And while we did that, we knew, because we don't believe that's the way to build real strong brands, we knew we weren't doing it the way we would do it for our clients. So we stepped back and said, what can we do, or how can we help not-for-profits in our community the same way we help our clients? And our process is called Branding from the Core.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a process, and they will all tell you it takes about 9 months to birth the baby, right? Mm-hmm. So it takes 9 months. It's a nine-month process where we really delve deeply into their organization, asking them who they are, what they do,
sure,
bringing people together, et cetera. So the Brand On Us program, actually, Sarah and the Humane Society was our first recipient. It is an RFP process, meaning in October of every year,
mm-hmm,
we put out a call for applicants. Those applicants apply. From those applicants, we select a group of people that we ask to present. There is some community voting that goes on with this. But through the process, the application, the presentation of their case to us, the research we do on them, because we want to make sure they indeed are willing to go through what we ask them to go through.
Yeah.
Because it is a lot of time on their part.
It's a discovery process, isn't it?
It is a lot of work on their part. It's a lot of work on our part. And then equally important, I think it's important, Keith, to know that while ID Group is the founder of the Brand on Nose program, this is really a community initiative. We have partners. While our creative team does all the creative work and all, we have like billboard companies, television, radio, we have photographers, web designers, all of whom come together to provide a full branding program.
Yeah.
And that program is at no cost.
That's
so
awesome.
They end up with a website, television ads, advertising, website. All of that is done at no charge. And then our media partners give them exposure, meaning they get billboards for, I think it's a 3-month period, mm-hmm. some television space, et cetera. So it is a phenomenal opportunity and sort of goes back to our belief that brands can change the world.
Sure.
And for sure,
I believe
our community.
It.
And so that's just a little bit about who we are and what we've done over the last several years.
What a testament to not only your group for putting it all together and making it happen, but this community for coming together to help all the boats rise. I mean, what a fantastic thing to have here.
And every one of these people have won from the Addies, which mm-hmm. is the National Advertising Federation. Mm-hmm. All of their campaigns have won Addies.
Fantastic.
So
no pressure.
No pressure. Oh,
count on it.
Now we have autism.
Our
next.
And the rookie steps in, right?
Count on it. No, the quality is unbelievable.
Our logo's even been tattooed.
Yes,
oh,
it has.
There you go.
Several people.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
It actually
did
has.
It start with you, though?
No.
Okay. I was going to say, that doesn't count if you tattoo your own logo. That doesn't work.
I think it just started. You can find it on the internet.
Yes.
Like Google search it, and somebody's got
it. And there it is. Very cool.
It's pretty cool.
All right. We'll kick us off here and tell us about the experience you've had with this. And
yeah, absolutely.
Share your world with us for a little while.
It was back in 2013, I think, mm-hmm. that we did Brand on Us. And I had been with the Humane Society, I think, not even quite a year. And I like desperately came to ID Group because I was looking to kind of dust off our organization. You know, we've existed in the community since 1943. So there were kind of a lot of disparate parts. The brand had been kind of put together and it was showing its age a little bit. And the community had kind of forgotten about us. We're kind of in this back little corner off of Navy Boulevard. Underneath an overpass, you know, we can be behind the
fire
station,
out of way, right?
Yeah, we're it's a quiet little peaceful corner that's not always easy to find. So I was looking for ways to really increase our exposure in the community. And Brand on Us was kind of presented. It was a little bit of kismet, like kind of coming together. But mm-hmm. as a solution. And I was like, that's exactly what we need.
Right.
This is it. And the process was phenomenal because especially as a new executive director for the organization, it was just holding up a mirror and bringing the community together and getting to hear, you know, kind of the legacy and the deep roots this community has with our organization and hear what their thoughts of our organization are.
Mm-hmm.
And it really just helped all those answers kind of bubble to the surface of what we are and our dreams of how we can, you know, go into the new millennium and go forward into the future. And everything that ID Group gave us was just phenomenal. And, you know, we got a new logo, we got a new website. The advertising helped tenfold. So we launched it at our signature event that October, I think, Barktoberfest, which we do every year in Seville Square in October.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And thousands of people come to that with their dogs. And that was where we launched the campaign and we had all the beautiful, like new brands and everything out there and phenomenal response. After that, going forward, our adoptions doubled like by the month, our donations tripled and the community really just embraced us. And,
we're all suckers for cute animals. Yeah. I'll tell you that. Ray just testified to that one a minute ago.
Absolutely. You know, because who doesn't love the love of their pet?
Absolutely.
And I think on that, if I can jump in, Sarah, I think something Sarah said is really, really important to this. So from the way that we do what we do with the brand on us program through the branding from the core is this. We're not here to tell organizations anything.
Sure.
We believe inside every organization there's a story.
Mm-hmm.
And so our job isn't to make it up. I always say we don't sit in the corner and sing Kumbaya and go, oh, you know, what is the next? But rather listening, bringing people together, listening to their story. So this idea of holding a mirror up to let the organizations hear themselves,
sure,
I think is very, very important. So that's a central tenet, if you will, in what we do and how we do it.
I always think that whether branding or not, you're always one good question away from the next big breakthrough. Yeah. And usually it's like the most unexpected question. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, right.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see this whole sort of shedding of what you thought you were, or what you thought you wanted to be, and then sort of morphing into it. And you said this is a pretty long program, right? So, so you guys are in the trenches for a little while, like really digging through who you're going to be and what you're going to be, you know?
It was a good bit of work. Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So, Susan, don't be scared, but
she's
buckle
started.
Up.
She's
I'm loving it. It's great. It's great.
Yeah. Very cool. Yeah, jump in, Kristen.
I'm ready. I'm ready. One of the things that Mona always says is trust the process. And with a Teen Leadership Institute, what I loved about ID Group is they do for businesses what we do for teens. We don't tell a teen what they're supposed to be. We say who they are. And we always say the acorn within the oak tree. You don't tell an acorn, hey, you need to be a Christmas tree. That's ridiculous. And that's really what Mona's group does. It's amazing to watch. And so I started my organization at 28, and it was such an unbelievable experience because you do one session with 12 of your leaders. And so for us, it was parents. It was former teens had gone through the program. It was donors. And to listen to them answer the questions and keep your mouth quiet as the executive director, which we can all testament is very difficult to do sometimes.
Sure, sure.
So to sit back and to watch Mona and her team put them through to see what people say. And it, for me, it was really like, wow, how did I convince these people that this is what we do? Okay. And to see that this ownership, and it really, I think that's what your brand does, is I think every good organization is not just one person. It is a community strong. And so you go from that session to a session with 30 to 50 people, and it's all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And it even expands more. And they take all that data. And that was the scientific approach. It wasn't like, we just like the color green. It's so pretty. It was so scientific. And so then when you sat down with their team and we're going over, and I was like, I don't feel like that feels like us. And we would dissect words and we would look, but 30 people said this. How do we? It was just so
like
scientific.
Therapy for 9 months,
really was. And then to take that to see how it went into the creative was just unbelievable. So for us, we started off as a volunteer center.
Mm-hmm.
And what we found was, it wasn't the volunteering that people wanted to hear about. It wasn't that we placed 400 kids in service. It was the transformation. And
right.
on our brand, it's teens transforming.
Right.
And I had someone come up at our reveal and go, this is who we always were. We just didn't know how to say it.
Yeah.
And we didn't. And that's what they do. They take that. And now everything that we do goes back to that brand. And it's allowed us, and Mona does not give herself enough credit. I think we all do our jobs as nonprofit. The people sitting around this table are amazing, but we aren't brilliant brand specialists. We aren't marketers. And then when they gave that to us, it gave us this focus to now CR has quantitative data on the impact we make, which is huge because now I can apply for federal grants. We've seen our funding almost double in what we've been able to garner in grants because I can say this is who we are and this is how we prove it. And
sure.
if I would have spent so much time trying to constantly sell that concept and this doesn't, I already know it. Now I just have to implement it. And it's just the process and what it does for us to do what we do great, which is impact lives or animals or athletics, everything that we do, just it just changes the face of our nonprofits.
Well, and I think that's a huge testament for whether it's your marketing firm or anyone else's marketing firm, but we all think that since we have social media and Twitter that we can really just be our own marketers and stuff. But when you are building a brand, to hear all of those pieces that go into it really makes you rethink if you're going to do this and do it right, then you probably need some scientific data to back it up.
Well, it's hard to see ourselves, you know, whether it's as individuals or as organizations. You know, all our work is based around the idea that it's all about your identity. Who are you? What do you do? What makes you different and unique? What value do you bring to the world? Those are questions as an organization that are sometimes difficult to grapple with because, you know, while you could answer those questions probably individually, when you bring a bunch of individuals together, how do you find a collective identity that everybody goes, yes, you know, we can get behind that? Then equally important, once you've identified that, how do you communicate that in a way that's compelling, unique and different to the world? So, you know, you've got to figure out who you are, but you also got to look good doing it, right?
Yeah, exactly. And perception is what, 9/10 of the law in your case, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
More than that.
All right, Ray, you're up.
Well, another Monaism, I think, as we all know.
All right, hold on. Let me get my pen.
No, Sarah's going to, or Susan's going to hear it a lot, is the answers are in the room. She uses that line a lot because we do, through the process, there are a lot of gatherings of a lot of people who see your organization in some light or have ideas, and they were able to take a lot of different ideas. In our case, Pensacola Sports Association at that time had been around Pensacola. We've been around since 1955, not quite as long as the Humane Society, but a long, long time. And with some very, very strong opinions in the community of what we are, what we do, what we should be, and what we should be. And so one of the biggest challenges I think that the ID group took on in their partners was really defining what Pensacola Sports really was, because we do such diverse things, whether it's putting on a run or a tennis event or a banquet, and recognizing variety of different things that a lot of people in the community didn't realize that Racquet Roundup, that's been around 40 years and starts with school-age children, is the same organization that hosts, you know, United States Tennis Association annual professional tennis tournament, or senior scholar banquet that's been around for also almost 40 years. They don't necessarily connect those dots. And the challenge to connect those dots within this community after all these years was an amazing accomplishment, and I think they did it exceedingly well. We knew a little bit about the process, and I had heard, and I don't know exactly why, Kristen can probably tell you why she was in the office, but Kristen was in the office one day right before the application process, and I had intended to apply. And she, as she was walking out, she said, "Are you going to apply for that? Are you familiar with it?" And I said, "I am." She said, "It will be the worst mistake you ever make if you don't go after it. It has been a game changer. And it's so exciting and it's so cool." And she said, "I highly encourage you to do it." So Kristen gets points she didn't know she probably got.
Yay!
You get the gold star today.
That's right. So, but we were excited about it. It's a big job.
Yeah.
It's a big job, and it was a lot of challenges, but we are thrilled with everything that they've done for us, and thank their partners 10 times over everything that they did to help make it. It's a remarkable opportunity for not-for-profits in our community.
So was your entire, with all of you, were your entire organizations involved?
Yes.
Or was this sort of a trickle-down thing?
Oh, absolutely.
No, you have to be. Part of the interview process is, we submit the application, we come in for small interviews, and then before, when I think it's the final three, your board has to come in. It doesn't work unless everyone's on team.
Counter that a little bit. Well, they have to be on board because one of the if, you know, those of us who are executive directors or run businesses, we like to think we're in charge. Well, part of the challenge is the ability or the challenge to let them do what they do with the authority to come back with not necessarily, I don't want to say a lot of input, but the final kind of, here it is what we came up with. And it's like, gulp. That's a hard thing when they're unveiling your new name and your new logo, and you kind of know that this is it. You're really going to want to really like that.
Yeah.
But for, as far as during the process, and one of the challenges, at least in my case, was part of it is a secret. They want to keep it as a secret. So things that I normally turn over to a staff member and say, okay, gather this info, do this, this, and this. Well, it landed on my desk, and I didn't necessarily have the skills. Luckily, we had put together a team of partners that were made up of board
secret
members,
agents,
basically that could help us get to that.
Yeah.
But the challenge of keeping the vast majority of the board in the dark, sure. and the public and the staff, and they're all like, "Oh, come on!" And I'm like, "No, we're playing by the rules.
Yeah.
We agreed to the rules." Yeah. So the buy-in is trust. There's right. a lot of trust factor in it.
One of my favorite experiences was Mona starts off in the beginning and does all the strategic planning and leads mm-hmm. that. And then when it goes on to her team, you don't hear from Mona as much. But one day I got a phone call and it was from Mona. Hey, Kristen.
Were you in trouble?
I was a little bit like, it was like, probably. Trust the process. This is what's going to happen. She's like, so we've decided, you know, usually we bring everybody in and we give you one or two logos and we kind of do a focus group. We decided you're not going to be in that. We just want to talk to the teenagers. and I even pulled the card. I went, well, you know, they're under 18, so I'll need to be there.
I know that.
Yeah, I did that. I did that. And she goes, good, you can sit outside the room. And I went, okay.
You're like, gee,
and then
thanks.
all those teenagers came out and they're like, we've seen the logo and you haven't. And I was like, remember, you still have to get into college and I'm supposed to help
That's
you.
That's right.
But I trusted the process and it was exactly what, but it does. You have to go, oh my gosh, do I really trust this process? I remember my board members in the beginning going, why are they doing this? Are we sure? And I'm like, look at their record of success. Look at what they've created. Right. They're brilliant.
Yeah, I just love this moment because it is one of those things. Because
you're on the back. You're the puppet master on the back end. You have the 30,000 foot view when nobody else does.
Trust me, I'm not much of a puppet master. But here is what's so interesting that is reinforcing. So all of these people, I think we would all agree, do phenomenal things, right? Phenomenal things for the community. But that's what they do. And I think someone just said it. What they do isn't what we do.
Yeah.
But isn't it amazing what magic happens?
Yeah.
When you take really great professionals who have a passion around what they do and combine it with people like us who have a passion. But see, they do trust us. And that is one of the rules. We tell the board this up front. It is a very, all of what we do is a lot of fun. I think you all would agree. But it is based on some very strong qualitative research methodology.
Sure.
So there is process. It is very it's rooted in a lot of academic research, blah, 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 that I won't get into. I'm sure everybody will go, thank you, Mona, for not doing that. But the point is that there is foundations for everything we do. They do trust us. And in the end, what they get is a true reflection. So often when you're going through this process, whether it's with us or any other kind of firm, you want to get in the middle of it and you get afraid, right? You don't trust. And so you really, this partnership of them and us mm-hmm. produce some really phenomenal work and results. So it
even
is
when
the
you
magic.
Get kicked out of the room.
Even when you get kicked out of the room.
They did a great job. That focus group did a great job. Well,
one great funny story. The day of our rollout. I'm already at ID Group. We're ready to roll out. My staff is still at the office getting ready to come, chomping at the bit. The sign guy shows up at the office and says,
with the new logo?
With the new logo.
Nice. Real nice.
Yeah. Luckily, 10 minutes before and says, we need to put this up somewhere. So anyway, you know, if he'd waited 10 more minutes, we'd really had a 100% surprise, right?
Oh.
But it was funny.
No.
They came in and it was like, guess who showed up? Who? The sign guy showed up.
Yeah.
Put the front door on so we'll be ready to roll in the morning.
So what we do is after all this process, we have a party.
Yes,
we do.
Yes.
I would hope so.
And we roll this out to their stakeholders. Mm-hmm. So everybody celebrates.
It's a highlight of
the process. It's fun. It's fun.
Can I just say, too, that one of the really great benefits of Brand on Us was the connections that you made for us with the media and the, you know, and the partners who help us get our brand mm-hmm. out there.
Yeah.
Because they have, you know, even years later, they have continued to be partners and they're still very good to us. And that just... you know, was such a helping hand to help us continue to stay out in the public and continue to utilize the tools that you gave us so well. Mm-hmm. And I just can't say enough about how great the partners you choose who step up to the plate and donate so much to help us get launched, you know, just continue to be really great partners for us into the future. So that's
sounds
phenomenal.
Like a really cool, big deconstructive think tank that almost every business owner should do, regardless of being a nonprofit or a, you know, for-profit or a brand. And there was your promotion for the day, Mona.
There you go.
So,
well, when people think about brands, I mean, that's another thing that is always a challenge is that most people think of a brand as a logo. Okay, they think of a logo. Well, a brand, a logo is a symbol
of that brand, but a brand is not the logo. The logo is not the brand. So the brand is really the essence of the organization. It's the human connections mm-hmm. that create the experiences for people. Mm-hmm. And the problem with organizations is that we don't spend enough time connecting with humans, right? Mm-hmm. We connect in any other ways, technology being a facilitator of that, mm-hmm. but the human connection, the ability to get together and tell stories, to dream big, to challenge each other, in that type of facilitated environment mm-hmm. is something, yes, you're right, we need to do more of.
I agree.
Because that is what allows us to come up with new ideas and new ways of doing things.
Yeah.
So thank you for that moment of promotion.
I get a gold star today too, Kristen. So, all right, Susan, so are you scared or like you're knee deep in this process, yeah?
We are. We've had our small leadership meeting mm-hmm. that we did a week or so ago.
Did you get kicked out of that one too?
I got to be in that one. I think we talked about cars.
Yeah.
It was one of the
dialogue, the leadership dialogue.
Yeah, leadership dialogue.
And so, well, they're not talking about cars yet.
We're not talking about cars.
Don't give it away.
I don't give away, sorry.
Uh-oh. but yes, we're excited in a couple of weeks to have our big mm-hmm. organizational meeting. But we're thrilled about it and so excited to be going through the process. I've already heard all the Mona-isms that you mentioned. And
there'll be more. We promise.
I'm sure there'll be more. But it is a fabulous process. And as I said in our application, you know, for years, people have been generous to us. We've had a bit of this, a bit of that, you know, mm-hmm. a little piece of advertising here, a little help with the website there. And it's very piecemeal and, you know, convoluted.
Sure.
And so we also are an organization that began very, very small and had a leap of growth at one particular point about 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And that kind of set us on fire, and we got moving so fast, we never have taken the time to stop and really examine what we do. So I was familiar with Kristen's story too, and she had encouraged me to apply. And I want to say,
she's our salesperson, I think.
I also want to say to the nonprofits out there that don't give up, because I applied more than once. It took a couple of years mm-hmm. For us to be in this position.
And so, and let me clarify this. It's only one per year, correct?
One per year.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. But I put in an application a couple of years ago mm-hmm. when the Sports Association mm-hmm. won.
Well, she's trying not to hold that against
sports,
you, right?
I just said it wrong. I'm so sorry.
I think I did too. After 60 years, and I'm not quite 60, but still hard for me to change.
Pensacola Sports won, but that was our first year to try it. And like any grant process, you learn a lot by doing it and going through it. And so even if you've done it more than twice, keep doing it. It's a great opportunity for our community, for you know all the nonprofits in our community to really mm-hmm. Get the chance to go through this. And as we've all said, it just is a game changer. We feel like it's the right thing at the right time for Autism Pensacola. We're ready to really examine ourselves and launch ourselves into our next big thing and the future. So we're very excited.
You ready for therapy?
Yes.
Because you're going to get it, apparently, right?
Be
Do you
great.
Have couches in your office?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Good. Yeah, you know, one of the things, speaking of what Susan's saying, is a little bit about process. So this is once a year, as you pointed mm-hmm. out, we select. The way that you can apply for Brand on Us is on the ID Group website. It's idgroupbranding.com. There's a tab there that goes to Brand on Us. Mm-hmm. Each October, there will be an RFP application posted. You download the application, fill it out. It's very simple. It's, you know, it's complete. There's, you know,
sure.
that you have to fill out. Between October and December, there is a process where part of the selection process is public voting.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a committee made up of our partners and people from ID Group who review all the applications and make selections.
Cool. So it's a total joint decision.
Yeah. It's and I'm not a part of that.
She gets kicked out of the room.
I get kicked out of the room.
She understands.
I get kicked out of that. In January, we asked the final three groups to come forth and make presentations. We do ask their board to come in, and we mm-hmm. actually try to scare them away with what has to be done, because it is, and I think all of them will tell you, it is a true
sure.
collaborative effort that requires a lot on all of our parts. So by February, March, the decision's made, it's kicked off, and it rolls. So between March and October, We do all the work that we do, and we have a party in October, end of October, 1st of November, and start it all over again.
All right, Susan, I better get an invite.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, let's do this, because as much as we've talked about each of your parts in this process, let's talk about what each of you actually do as a nonprofit. So you're chomping.
I'm
You've
ready.
Been chomping at
I'll
the bit
talk.
All day.
I work with teenagers. I did. I have my branding book that I constantly give to my employees. And I'm like, if it's not in the brand, we don't say it that way. And I think that's just to say, and then I'll say what we do, is as nonprofits, we always want to do more. And we only have so many resources. And the brand really does help us say, this is who we are. This is what we're trying to accomplish.
Right.
And that really keeps you focused so we can make a bigger impact in our community. What we do is we are a teen leadership institute. We work with 14 to 18 year olds. So we are actually in our recruitment time. So teens can join. The applications are out right now. So you can join the summer after your eighth grade year. And it goes through high school. And we have every single different type of teenager. Our mission is to empower teens to learn through service. And I wrote down a couple things that Mona said, because it's the same thing we do. It's really hard for teens to figure out who they are. Mm-hmm. So service is our teaching tool, but it's really to discover what are their gifts, where are their talents, and where do they fit? Where do we get them prepared for their next stage in life?
What a hard thing to get a teenager to understand.
Yeah.
You know?
We have a lot of fun. We sing, we dance, we eat candy. It is exciting. So we have, after, gosh, 14 years, it's fun, because you don't have to come and do this. And so I'm really trying to brainwash them all that service and giving back of your time and money.
Yeah.
It's just what we do.
Right.
And boy, is it fun to do it. They all call us by our first names because we're peers. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do teen service. We do things like we build Legos. We actually give them to
exactly,
Susan's group.
Yes.
The teens build the Legos and then they deconstruct them and take photos and make manuals. And we actually give them to the Autism Pensacola Summer Camp.
Yes.
So to help their high school students practice following instructions. Mm-hmm. So it's a way teens want to give back to their community.
Yeah.
And so they have founded all their own projects with our help. Some have been around 6 or 7 different years, but it is teen service and the way teens are able to give back. I think, too often we're like, oh, teens can do that. And it's almost like everything adults don't want to do in service, they give it to the teenagers instead of having them look at where they are in life and how they can contribute to their community.
Sure.
So we've seen transformation. Magic does happen, that connection where we have all these different teens come from different walks of life and get to meet each other. And we have qualitative research. We are now documenting everything. Our goal is 2.5 years to replicate and possibly take this national. Because when you look at the ability to, which is why our brand is so important, but when you look at the ability of what it takes to get into college now, the average cost of college is $200,000 a year. What we were doing in college, you now almost have to accomplish in high school.
Right.
And if we don't have our students making smart choices, smart financial choices, what do they want to do? You can't go to a $300,000 school if you want to be a school teacher. It
right.
absolutely financially is ridiculous. So you have to know that at 18. So if you have to know that at 18, where does that start? And our school districts are doing a great job. They have no more time in order to compete worldwide. You have to keep up the academics.
Right.
So this is that after school activities. We know this in sports. Sports teach our kids so much, but it's that learning. Not many 15-year-olds are going to go home and go, wow, I lost the game. What does that mean to me as a person?
Right.
How does that help me? So we've created fun ways. I always say we're hiding their vegetables and their food. We're cutting it up and they're getting all this stuff and they don't know it. So
right.
that's how we work. So they can go to our website, our beautiful website at mychainreaction.org. They can call our office at 202-0691. Again, that's 202-0691. They can email us at info@mychainreaction.org. And I love teenagers. I think they're the best human beings. They are full of possibilities. They're full of new brands that we get to create all the time. So we are addicted to them. We will love on your teenagers. Send
Pretty
them to
cool
us.
Pretty cool ideas that they come up with.
Oh, it's just they come in and you're like, we get to figure out what you're going to be.
Mm-hmm.
We get to help you shape what is in there. It's
yeah.
been in there the whole time. What's in there, and just when they discover that and they start to find confidence in themselves and they start to like themselves exactly for who they are, I'm addicted. It's
pretty
the coolest
empowering.
Thing ever. It's so much fun.
So are you telling me that I might be able to compete in a national Egg Fest?
Maybe. I don't know. I can bring that to Mr. Hall and see.
Gerald and I might just have to go have lunch and see if we can't figure that one out.
Figure that out? I love it. Take that Look, national
Big
as well.
Mo, I'd give him a run for his money, I promise. As nice as he is and as much as I'd like him, I think I'd have to just smoke him just one good time.
I think that would be fantastic.
Yeah, so I used to be a chef. So when Gerald and I started cook, well, when he insisted that I go and cook.
Absolutely.
So I've been hooked for the last 3 years.
Well, and that's just another, that's one of the things that Gerald does well. Again, it's in a perfect example, I think, what Mona does and anyone. I think our jobs in service, and I tell our teens this all the time because they're like, do you want us to go a nonprofit? I'm like, no, I want you to be a major CEO that gets big bucks. Right. And I never have to worry about funding again. Right. Come on, people. No. But it's really about your service is knowing who you are and giving that back. Brand on Us has done that. Yep. They have looked at this is what we can do, and they're changing the face of our community. And that's what we try to tell teenagers. If my husband works at Ascend, he's a brilliant manager. He's doing a service because he's making our community better. It's not just what you do when you volunteer. It's being who you're meant to be. And that's what we're trying to instill in kids is understanding. And they learn that through service.
Yeah. Like
if that means you're a doctor, a teacher, a lawyer, it's about being the best version of yourself. And that's how our world gets better.
Wow, she's practiced that one, hasn't she?
Pretty good. I love their position statement that actually came directly out of the dialogue session is impact beyond yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so their whole story is about how they're encouraging kids to have an impact beyond themselves. So it's an amazing program.
Well spoken. Like, honestly, like I can tell that you know what you do, which is great. So, Sarah, top that.
Wow. She has cute puppies. Yeah. She always
that's
tops
right.
That.
That's true. You win. You win.
Well, I want to go ahead of the puppies. Between those two, I don't have a chance.
I mean, you can't beat them.
I know. That was pretty impressive. I'm inspired.
My staff said, they're like, you know what we're going to do? We're going to take a picture with our teen holding a puppy.
That's
then
right.
Take them out.
It always then improves every picture.
There
I
you
mean,
go. All of our teens, if they have a photo, they're going to be holding a puppy. See?
That's it.
I mean, well, we're in a room full of great nonprofits and great nonprofit leaders. And I think we're all addicted to the idealism. I mean, that's why we get up every day and do what we do. And trust me, like we don't have enough people helping us probably, you know, we all wear so many hats and we all look at the world and say, it can be better than this.
Yeah, sure.
And as the Pensacola Humane Society, I mean, we exist, to serve the local animals here. Our whole mission is to improve the lives of the companion animals in our community. We don't have any national affiliations. Like we are supported by this local community all through private donations. Mm-hmm. And we exist to serve the animals that are here in the local community. So that's what we do every year. And we have several major programs that I want to touch on. One, of course, is sheltering and adopting animals. So we take in animals that are owner surrenders, and we also transfer animals from kill facilities to our no-kill facilities. Mm-hmm. So that, which basically means we guarantee them adoption. When they come into our facility, there's no time limits on how long they can stay. It's just whenever they get rehomed. So that's what we're all about. And we care for them, and our fabulous volunteers, you know, give them all the love and attention they need, hopefully. There can always be more. So if anybody feels so inclined to come down and volunteer and take our puppies on walks or, you know.
Or borrow them for a day or two.
Borrow them. Yeah, we do let them do sleepovers, which is fabulous for their.
Yeah, because they usually end up staying, don't
for
they?
For their esteem. often. Yes. Which is a double-edged sword because then we lose another sleepover buddy, but they got a home. So it's great. And so we do adoptions. We obviously have a foster program that helps us kind of expand the capacity of our shelter. We can care for more animals when they're living in foster family homes out there. And we also do one of our other big programs, of course, is a pet food pantry. So we provide like emergency pet food resources to people that might be having to make hard decisions between, am I going to buy groceries or am I going to help feed my pets?
Sure.
And we want to help, you know, make sure that they're not turning their pets over to a shelter just because they might have a tough week where they can't give their animal food.
Right. Yeah.
And then we also have endeavored, we're about to hit our 1 year birthday for our new low cost spay and neuter clinic. And that is a huge part of our 10 year goal to make Escambia County a no kill community. So not only are we a no kill shelter, we want to make every shelter in our area a no-kill shelter.
Yeah.
Where every animal that goes into the shelter has a 90 or 95% chance of getting out alive. because mm-hmm. we feel like as a community that we owe it to these animals. You know, it's a human created problem. So yeah. let's not make them suffer for the choices that we as a population have made. And we can do better for them. So that's where we're at. And, you know, we work hard every day to make that happen. We think we're going to do about 1,000 adoptions this year, which when I first came to Mona, I think we were doing maybe just shy of 600. So that has been a phenomenal growth that I totally believe that Brandon Us helped us kind of take that next step
yeah.
to get to. And we have fabulous animals. Everyone should come down and visit them. So I'll say we are located at 5 North Q Street, which is tucked away behind the fire station just off of Navy Boulevard, like right after Garden turns into mm-hmm. Navy. Mm-hmm. So we're just west of downtown. And everyone can find us, of course, on Facebook at We Are the Pensacola Humane Society and on Instagram at Pensacola Humane. And then we have our website, PensacolaHumane.org. And our website is beautiful and fabulous, just like mm-hmm. Kristen's. And that has links to our clinic as well. So everyone can, you know, if you need your pet to be spayed or neutered, we are one of the best places in town that you can take your pets, because our surgeon is a specialist. She has over 5,000 surgeries under her belt. Like, you know, mm-hmm. if you're a human and you want to go get a surgery done, like kind of a major surgery, even though it's routine, it's a major surgery. Sure. You're going to go to the person who does the most of them, right? Like that only makes sense.
Yeah. Should have brought
one. At least
for
me.
Should have brought one with you today.
Yeah. I know.
One of the animals. We could have just had him running around the studio. And
you know, I had this little like 5-week-old kitten running around on my desk right before I came here. So
the building might have just adopted it on accident.
But it's fabulous. We always have animals that are looking for good homes, and it changes every day. So
yeah,
people should check out our website. We have all the cute, cuddly pictures up there, you know, in our gallery of who's available for adoption. You can book your spay-neuter appointment online, super easy. Or you can call our shelter at 432-4250 and learn more about our programs. Or you can call our spay-neuter clinic at 898-3380. That is 898-3380.
She's been practicing too.
Yes.
They're not rookies.
She's like, here's my radio voice.
But it's fabulous. You know, I love what I do. I love the animals. They give back so much more than we ever could give to them.
Sure.
And they teach you how to be resilient. They teach you
patience.
How to be, yeah. How to
dig really big holes.
Better, how to dig holes. Yeah. How to have spontaneous like bouts of playfulness and fun. Uh-huh. I mean,
yeah.
You can't
throw the ball. Yes.
You can't make that stuff up. And it's fabulous. It's a great challenge. We are working very, very hard to make Escambia no kill. And actually, we have also just started transferring cats that come into the county shelter mm-hmm. and are deemed feral. They're basically cats that don't mm-hmm. have owners. They live outside. And we are sending them through our spay-neuter clinic so that they cannot make little kittens mm-hmm. in the community. And then we put them back out to where they came from, because they have figured out a way to live in that area. Someone mm-hmm. is feeding them, or they are finding food sources. You know, they look healthy.
And they're killing spiders and snakes and
yes, they Which keep awesome. The rodent population down. And for the most part, a lot of times you may not even see them. They're just yeah. going to kind of live life and do their thing and stay out of sight.
Yeah.
And we think that is a better way to deal with them than
sure.
just bringing them in and killing them. It's yeah. not, that's not solving the issue. So we're going to try and do that. And yeah. We have a lot of volunteer opportunities around that as well. So if people are passionate about saving cats' lives, they should come talk to me.
And go. I'll give a testimony to Sarah. She's always looking on ways to do more and partner. She partners with us too. One of our team's
yes,
favorite.
You guys made toys for our
we
cats
do.
And dogs. And then they came and made a cute video about it.
Yeah, and the teens thought Sarah was super cool because she yeah. put the dog toy on her head. They're like, she's awesome. But they take t-shirts and they make them into dog toys, and mm-hmm. we make them into cat toys. And so it's an environment project. But
absolutely.
They absolutely love it. But every time I run into Sarah or what she's doing, I just think you're constantly trying to improve our community and what we're doing and raise the bar of what we can do for pets in our area. So
thank you.
If you'd like that in writing, we can transcribe that later. We can get yeah. her to sign that.
Yeah. Well, and I'm just, I, again, this whole group is just, what I love about this community with nonprofits is I tell people all the time, like, we're kind of weird. Although we're going after the same things, we don't compete because we believe that all of these causes make our community better. So we really try to help. And if you don't win on round one, you'll win on two or three. I sit down with nonprofit EDs all the time and go, is there a way for us to work together? And it's just different. It's how the nonprofit community works. And we have a fantastic nonprofit community here.
And there is an abundance in this community. Yeah. I fully believe that. I think there's enough to go around and make every organization great. Mm-hmm. And it's just maybe inspiring those people and helping to match them with their passion of what makes them feel really great about giving back. So
and when
if it's cats and dogs and puppies and kittens, you know, I'm here to help.
All right, Ray. I'm sorry I set you up for failure here, but
are you kidding? No way. Actually, it's kind of fascinating. It's just interesting to hear all of this. And as somebody that part of our mission is event business, one thing we do have are T-shirts. So that you can expect some leftover T-shirts coming y'all's way for the dogs
networking.
And cats at networking. But poor Susan, I think Mona and her team set the bar for us in kind of one tagline, impact line that they created for us that at the time, instantly, I don't know that it hit, but very quickly thereafter it did. And it applies to all of us, and it applies to our community. And that is a tagline or impact line, I think she used the term. And that for us was be moved. And what does that mean to you? So we'd use that now as what does be moved mean to you? Mm-hmm. And so in Kristen's world, in Sarah's world, in Susan's world, in our cross world, what does be moved mean? And it is a very, if you will, moving phrase that we are really going to capitalize on and drive out there, because in our world, we basically have three pillars of mission, if you will. We're in the event management business. So we manage and host sporting events, sports related events, whether it be a banquet or an actual run or a tennis tournament or whatever it may be. that's part of what we do. Another part of our mission is we're in the sports tourism component, which is economic impact. We're attracting outside visitors to come to Pensacola to practice their trade or play their
game. Which is huge. I had no idea, and I don't mean to interrupt, but I had no idea so many people traveled here to run. You know, I only started running probably almost 3 years ago. I was going to impress a girl, and I started running, and I got hooked. But I got hooked. But so then I got into this whole running thing, and then I'll start seeing all the sports stuff going on. But I had no idea how much tourism is involved in that.
Sports tourism is huge. Yeah. We had the University of West Florida do a study on us a few years ago on the sports tourism.
Yeah.
Not just Pensacola sports, because we have lots of partners that also create sporting events that we help in one form or fashion with partnership of Visit Pensacola and the county commission and stuff that give us resources to help the tourism. But it's $20+ million a year, direct economic impact, and thousands upon thousands of people that come. Mom and dad's travel for... It's hard to tell a 13-year-old little girl, no, we're not going to that volleyball tournament. So what has happened is the family has taken that and made that their vacation.
Yeah.
It's now become very much a vacation. So the sports tourism is a major component also of what Pensacola Sports does. But we also have a foundation. It's been fairly quiet foundation who's given away hundreds of thousands of dollars in their 30 plus years of existence. And we want to grow that foundation and make that their impactful giving better known. You know, we even said in our presentation initially when we were one of the finalists to the ID Group selection committee, you know, we realized that there are organizations in our community, and all three in here, I would say with us, do things that, you know, we're not saving babies, we're not saving pets, and we're not teaching teens. But our quality of life issue, we believe, is truly a positive impact in our community. In the recruiting of businesses, they come and say, what is there in our community for us to do? What kind of organizations do you have that are helping grow the economy and help grow tourism and attract new industry in our community? And we think we add to those qualities of life issues. Like I said, there are some phenomenal not-for-profit organizations that are doing things that are so critical. Mm-hmm. But we think we're important and we're critical as well. And we're a little bit different. As I said, we probably, if you're not having fun in sports, you probably shouldn't be with us, because that's what it's about. It really should be. If you're miserable doing it, then you need to relook at what you're doing and why you're doing that.
Right.
So we're thrilled. We've been around about 60 years. And so if you want to get involved, we're always looking for event partners, sponsors, obviously volunteers. That's actually how we got to know Kristen. Was her group volunteered for many, many Pensacola sports events for many years. And it was wonderful because we did make the teens do all that stuff that the adults didn't want to do.
It's not hard for you to find a gig, is it?
No,
not at all.
Exactly.
I don't think so.
And then they came supervised, which was really nice. Who wants to supervise teenagers other than Kristen, who loves it,
I call you on a Friday night when mine get ruly.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Mine learned how to mow the grass because dad said that's what a teen should do. But anyway, we can be found at PensacolaSports.org. We're on Main Street. We're all over the community where our events are happening. We have our high school all-star series, which in cases 8 games in 5 different sports across 3 counties for seniors in high school only. We believe we're the only organization in the entire country that's doing an all-star series. We don't believe it. We know we are to the magnitude that we are, that's encompassing hundreds of high school seniors, many of them playing that last game for the very last time in that particular sport because they're not going to college to play because the numbers that do succeed at that are very small. But to learn to enjoy the sport, we love having volunteers. Obviously, we're a membership-driven organization, have been since our inception. Mm-hmm. Membership starts at a whopping $50 a year. Mm-hmm. So,
which, by the way, gets you all kinds. I'm going to say this for you: gets you all kinds of cool stuff throughout the year.
It actually does.
Especially if you run or do anything else.
Yeah, you get discounts
related
to runs. You get free into the high school All-Star Series games. And so for it was $50 when I joined in the 80s. So makes me think that maybe we need, either they were too expensive then, or
Mona, this didn't come out in the deconstruction process.
We didn't get to that.
Yeah, right. It probably would have. But we are thrilled to be a part of this radio broadcast and this organization. And this is alumni group that Kristen has now started with Sarah and soon to be Susan and I in it. And we're thrilled to be a part of this. And we appreciate you having us on this radio broadcast as well.
Yeah, it was Mona's idea. I'm just here, man.
Well,
no, honestly, I mean, this is a really cool thing. And as Garrett and I started talking and this sort of came across the board, honestly, with what we do, and we are for profit, so I hope that doesn't offend anybody here in the room. But what we do is the same. We amplify the voice of business. How's that for a one-line tag? That was good.
Perfect.
Okay, I didn't come up with that one on my own, but there it is. And we are full believers in all boats rise or all boats sink. Yep. So it's just, you know, it just makes sense. And we are here for you, all of you, in the future when you need to get the voice out or come on or talk about anything or invite me to the National Egg Fest. Gerald, if you're listening, pay attention. So, all right, Susan, you're up.
Okay. Thank you so much. Well, I the intimidation factor is pretty high here with these wonderful nonprofits.
I think you're in pretty good hands.
Oh, I know I'm in great hands with Mona, but, you know, we're just beginning the process. She hasn't worked on me yet. But with that said, I love to talk about Autism Pensacola and what we do. We were founded in 2002. So almost 15 years ago, and we are dedicated, as I said earlier, to improving the lives of those living with autism. And we want the entire community to become a place that understands and accepts those with autism.
Sure.
Because I think it makes us all better human beings if we live as an understanding, supportive community. People with autism are so diverse. I told Mona this too. It's one of the challenges of our process and of our brand is those with autism are quite diverse. It's a spectrum disorder. It impacts people their entire life. So it's not something for little kids or teenagers or, you know, any particular age group. It's the lifespan. But we now are in the place where the autism community in general, and there's many, many voices out there talking about autism too. So that's another challenge. But for us, what's ringing true right now is the April is called Autism Awareness Month, but we're trying to change that to Autism Acceptance Month and really promote the positive. Not that Autism certainly comes with many, many challenges. Mm-hmm. It is a disability that impacts communication and social skills. And those things can make life very challenging for families. However, people with autism have incredible strengths and incredible gifts, and they belong as a part of our community that is understood and accepted. We were founded by a group of parents, and I'm one of them. My son is 26 years old. He now lives in his own place with a lot of support. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I'm very proud to say just started his fifth season with the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. It's the greatest ticket taker ever.
And fantastic.
So, yes. So that's my own personal success story. For Autism Pensacola, we have two key areas that we try to impact. One is education. And in education, it can be educating those in the community to understand better how to support people with autism. We train first responders with our own local Sergeant Jimmy Donahoe from Pensacola Police Department. He goes around the country, actually, but that was born at an Autism Pensacola meeting, the understanding that people in first responder fields need to know more about autism and how to work with people with autism. So Jimmy does that, and we support him doing that here in our community especially. And we also educate families on the resources that are out in the community. We just had our information fair back in a couple of weeks ago at Sacred Heart Hospital, where we had about 40 vendors. Some of them are for-profit businesses mm-hmm. that support people with autism, and others are other fellow nonprofits that specifically work with people with disabilities or autism. And so they came together, and it was a great chance for families to come in and get lots and lots of information. And you know, I had one parent that said, there's like 8 people here I've had on my list to call for weeks. Yeah. And now they're just all right here together. This is so incredible. So families are very, very grateful to find out that they're not alone, because when a person is diagnosed or a family member hears that their child has autism, I think one of the first responses is, okay, what now? And you want to get connected, but you feel pretty alone.
Sure.
And so we try to let people know that they're not alone, that we're here to work together with them and to help connect them with the resources in the community. Another huge part of the education area of our impact is what I call our flagship program. It's Kids for Camp Summer Learning Lab. And this summer, we're right now in hot and heavy time of recruiting staff. So I'm looking for future teachers, psychology majors, speech therapy majors, anyone who's interested in working with or working with individuals with autism or just special education in general to
you
apply.
See me looking at Chris. I'm like, yeah, you got any teens over there hanging out?
Oh, we do. There's a huge team part of it. But I'm talking right now about the ones we want to hire.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we will have this summer our 10th time of doing the Summer Learning Lab. It's a opportunity to come, and the children who have autism, the people who have autism, because we go from age 2 to age 25 at our Summer Learning Lab, they come together. They get to work on very specific targets, each mm-hmm. one of them. They have data-driven goals that we set, and we take data and make sure that they are learning and growing. And at the same time, we're training teachers on how to use a very effective technique called applied behavior analysis. And then that technique, these teachers are trained about it in a lecture-style presentation. Mm-hmm. Then they do it during the camp for 5 weeks with the students, with people coaching them who are experts at that. And then they take it back into our public schools across Escambia and Santa Rosa County. And some of them are future teachers, and you know, they can go who knows where, but it's a huge impact and making life better for those living with autism. So that's our biggest program. And we do have a wonderful teen volunteer component. So I am looking for teenagers who'd love to spend just a week of the 5 weeks with us. And all you have to do is come to camp and have fun, and you will learn about people with autism. You may even discover that this is something you're supposed to be going into as a future career. Mm-hmm. We've now had, I think, 2 or 3 teachers work for us who are former teen volunteers.
Very cool.
And so they have, yeah, they've gone on and done that. But our other area of impact, again, is back to the community a little bit, just creating an inclusive, supportive community. for all ages. As I said, autism does not go away. It is something a person lives with. It's a part of their neurology, and they have it their whole life. So after our public school system is finished, well, a person with any disability can go to public school mm-hmm. until age 22.
Right.
So at age 22, if a person has not gotten to a level where academically they could handle college or career sure. in a traditional way, there are just a few choices of what they can do. And there's not enough funding for those wonderful programs that are out there, like at Art Gateway or Capstone or Pyramid. But we're trying to look for new ways to create more. We're partnering with Marcus Point Baptist Church program called Pure Empowerment Center, mm-hmm. and they are trying to offer opportunities for those families who don't receive government funding to go to some of these other programs to bring their students there and have a great opportunity to interact and continue to have a meaningful way to spend their time connecting yeah. with others and of course giving back, as we all want to do. So anyway, that's kind of what we're about in a nutshell.
You got a mission in front of you, don't you?
I do. I definitely do.
Very cool.
We also have our 13th annual Connecting the Pieces Gala next week, and I'm very excited about that. Scott and Amy Remington, along with Kristen and Justin Beck, have been chairing this event, and we're very close to sold out. Scott keeps saying, we're not sold out. Y'all come. the more
that's
the
right.
Barrier.
We'll make room for more, right?
We will. Absolutely. We'll find a way. But Sweet Barry Cole at Beret Jewelers has provided us with a wonderful set of items. You get to choose one. Beautiful rings. They're on our website, which is autismpensacola.org. And you can purchase for $50 the chance to select mm-hmm. one of those lovely mm-hmm. items. You don't even have to be present to win. So if you cannot come to our event, I'll be happy to share with you for $50 the chance to receive one of these lovely items.
Well played. Well played.
Thank you. And all the funds that we raise stay locally here in the Pensacola, the greater Pensacola area. We yeah. serve Santa Rosa and Escambia County. And we're also this month, we're very excited. And on Monday, we'll be doing Give Back Monday with Pensacola News Journal, who's one of our partners as well. We'll be doing the Give Back Monday at the Wahoos game and using that as a chance to kick off our fall event, which is Steps for Autism. It will be September the 24th at the Wahoo Stadium. And this is our grassroots fundraiser where our families come together and create a team in honor of their loved one, or maybe schools come together, companies can come together, support their fellow employees who have a loved one with autism, and just come out together on September 24th and really celebrate that. But between now and September 24th, these groups will be doing car washes or bake sales or Jeans Day at work or whatever to raise mm-hmm. to raise funds, but it also raises that important awareness
sure.
of the need for acceptance. And so we're excited to be doing that. We have a hashtag campaign going on right now. It's hashtag #steps2 acceptance, and we're celebrating people out in the community who have been going above and beyond and recognizing the need to help someone with autism or to just support their family. So we live in a wonderful community, as we've all said, and I'm just seeing so many exciting things happening and people being very supportive. And I love all these nonprofits here and how we all do work together and continue to, as we've said, raise all boats. And so Autism Pensacola is at autismpensacola.org. We are also on Facebook. You just Google for us. We have a fan page, and we also have a group page that's very important because families can join that group. And it's a great place to communicate about, you know, hey, who knows a barber that works really well mm-hmm. with kids with autism? What's the best dentist to work with this or that? Or who takes this insurance? Parents can network and connect there in ways that we never had, you know, before Facebook.
Sure.
So it's a great thing. So our phone number, our office phone number is 434-7171. That's 434-7171. And we'd love to hear from anyone who's interested in volunteering. We have a very small staff. There's only 3 of us, and the rest is lots and lots.
I got
and
a
lots
feeling where you are right now
volunteers.
Is about to change that.
I hope so. Well, we're extremely excited and grateful to Mona.
Well, congratulations
and
for getting
Thank
selected.
You. We can't wait to see the impact it's going to have. And you guys have got my hopes really, really high.
I know you're all ready to cheer, cheer, and rah, rah right on
I'm
out of
ready.
Here, aren't
let's
you?
Go.
Yeah,
let's
some
do it,
motivation
Mona.
For you, that's for sure.
So thank you, too, for this opportunity.
Absolutely.
I'm so grateful to be
Absolutely.
Here.
Okay, Mona, so take us on out of here. You started
yeah,
it,
so,
you closed
yeah, it's inspiring. Isn't
it
it
is
cool?
inspiring.
Isn't it cool?
It is.
Be yeah, moved.
Yeah, huh? Mm-hmm. Be moved. That's right. So a couple of things, you know, just as I was listening to this, and sometimes, you know, when you're in the middle of all of it, you mm-hmm. forget. You know, one of the things.
Wait. What did she say? It's hard to read the label from inside the bottle.
Exactly.
Told you I'd write it down.
It's good for us even to get out of the bottle, right, to look at this. But, you know, one of the things that you're hearing here is this is really all about community.
Yeah.
And so sometimes there's the issues, let's just mm-hmm. say, that the challenges, because I don't believe problems, just challenges mm-hmm. to be overcome, are so large. And when we try to look at it so individually, it's just too much. And
yeah.
that's why when you look at each of these people who are every day doing what they do, Ray doesn't give himself enough credit. The reason that we selected Pensacola Sports, just so everyone understands this, is that they build community.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
You know, that
sure.
is one of the most important things Pensacola Sports does. The second piece of it, the Be Move came out of the idea, is that as a community, we all need to be healthy, and getting mm-hmm. moving is part of it. The other part is be moved to do something. Be moved to get involved. And so I think that kind of fits all of us here, is that you get so helpless sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, oh, the animals. And, oh, my God, what are we going to do with these kids? And autism, mm-hmm. it's just too big. And you know, what are we going to do with all the kids? They're overweight. They're not involved. They're on the text. Well, these people all are involved in something. They're making a difference. And so we always say at ID Group, while we know we can't do it all, we feel like by bringing our talents, which is what we're asking everybody to mm-hmm. do, bring your talents, bring your passion to wherever it is, contribute, and by making whatever contribution you can, time, money, energy, talking about it, you're going to make a difference in our community. So we're privileged. We always say that. I say it to every one of these people. It is truly our privilege to be able to work with them and to have us make a small difference, but they're taking the lead. We're just kind of helping them. Maybe we're a little bit of the water floats the boats, you know.
There is nothing I can say behind that that yeah. would make that sound any better, but you are absolutely right.
Thank you. So. And thank you for this.
Yeah.
Because we're always trying to get the word out.
Absolutely.
You do it well. Thank you.
Mona, again, thank you on all of us just for what you've done and what you do for our organizations and all the groups you bring together. Like Sarah said, I know you have them on your website, all the different businesses.
Yes. Yeah, they're amazing.
Our amazing $6,000 sign. That's like the prettiest thing I've ever
wow.
seen ever. But I think we all see
Pensacola
those.
Pensacola sign, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. you, just your partners in what you've done
yeah.
for all
and
of us.
And please go to our website yeah. and look at that, because, again, it's always challenging for us because, you know, it does feel like it's not just ID Group. We are truly the collaborators who bring the people together. So please go to our website at idgroupbranding.com and look at those people. And if you can support them because
Absolutely.
They – are making a huge difference through things like this in our community.
Yeah. And we will include, when we repost this show, we will include all of your links to all of the organizations and as well as info for everybody to be able to get in touch. So I do that part too.
You're great. Thank you.
I want to thank all of you for coming in. This has been a very fun morning. Yeah, it's almost lunchtime.
I know.
I'm ready.
Let's go.
You should call Gerald and see what he's grilling. So, you guys can find us at Pcola Radio X on Twitter. You can find us at Pcola BRX on Facebook. You can find us at Pensacola.BusinessRadioX.com. Again, I want to thank all of you for being here today. This has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters. Mm-hmm.